Hey Wesley, what's up, brother?
Oh man, if anything was better, I'd be twins. But I gotta tell you, Randy, I looked down at the schedule today and we have got a three rack and stack. And you and I usually say we're not gonna do that anymore, but we're doing it.
We're doing it today. We're doing it today, and the first one's going to be really fun because it's kind of back to the industry, and it's interesting because as one of my monikers I use is something to do with Road Warrior, right? Hashtag hybrid Road Warrior Randy, Road Warrior Randy, whatever, whatever, whatever. But Phil Freeze with Flow Roofing out in Oxford, Tennessee, is on today, literally driving in his truck with a video through his steering wheel. Does it get any more out on the job Road Warrior-ish than that?
That's as road warrior as you get. And I saw that. And the very first thing I thought is I saw a gleam in your eye because of that shot through the steering wheel. I just knew Randy's gonna do that.
I love it. I love it. He'd offered to pull over and get out of his truck or whatever. Nah, if you want, I mean, you'd be
No.
safe,
Let me
but
see this because I want to see how this works. Because
I
you have a lot of windshield time. I see a windshield road warrior podcast coming.
I do. I love it. I love it. So, but anyways, yes. Yeah, so we are. This is one of three rack and stacks today. We're going to get with Phil, an industry friend of mine, and he's just got a great story to tell. And I don't know. We could talk for a while. Or Phil's driving, and we don't want him to run out of cell signal, or up over a mountain in Knoxville, and we can't find him. So why don't we just go get Phil? What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Look at that. Hashtag Road Warrior Phil. Look at that.
Let's go, man. If you're not on the road, you're not working, right?
That's it. That's it. I love it. It's funny. Wes and I have known each other a long time, obviously, because I was excited when I saw that. I wanted to give you the option of stopping or getting out of your truck or whatever if you wanted to. But, I've done 4+ decades of the Road Warrior thing. And so I dig it, man. It's good stuff.
I'm kind of like a shark. If I stop moving, things go south. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to jump on, Phil. So Phil Freeze with Flow Roofing out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Give us the instead of where in the world is Waldo? That's an old thing. I don't even. You got to be kind of a certain age to even know what that was, I suppose. But who is Phil Freeze and who's Flow Roofing? Before we get started.
Well, I'm just a guy who is out here trying to help as many people as I can. I've done a lot of things in my life, and I ended up in roofing, and this was the perfect mechanism for me to do everything I wanted to do, run a business, help the community, employ others to help support their families. And so, that's who I am. I'm just a guy who wants to support my family by helping others and providing opportunities to those around me.
So you weren't always, you didn't grow up as a roofer then. This is a,
no.
I think there's a, I feel a backstory here. So before we get going, I need the backstory because I can tell this is going to be interesting.
So I've always been what I would consider a professional salesperson. Right after I got out of the Army in 2001, I got into mortgage lending. And I've always been entrepreneurial. So I've had different businesses of my own, always in the service space. Was a pharmaceutical rep selling injectable diabetes medicine, and really just fell into roofing by happenstance. I wasn't totally satisfied with the ceiling that existed in pharmaceutical sales, and a person close to me convinced me that roofing was the way. And, it was a journey to get here, but ultimately, I think I was like a lot of people who end up owning a roofing company. I wasn't completely satisfied with the way that it was being done around me or within my community. And I just felt like I could do it better. And so I put my hat in the ring and here I am.
Wow. So number one, I would be remiss. Thank you for your service. We appreciate that. I'm a big supporter of the military and first responders. My older son was in the second Gulf War with the Marine Corps, so I have an extra special spot in my heart for veterans. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. So always in Knoxville, though? Is that where you're from? Born and raised in?
No, born and raised in Northern Illinois. I grew up on a little lake called Long Lake in the northwest suburbs of Lake County, and just knew that I wasn't going to stay there forever and needed some change in my life, or I probably wouldn't be where I was today. So I joined the Army and spent years serving in Washington, D.C. as part of the Old Guard. If you've ever been to Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was part of, you know, the Army's colors team. So we presented the colors at different high visibility functions and stayed in the National Capital Region for 15 years and took a job in Knoxville as a pharmaceutical sales rep. And so I've been in Knoxville. August will be 13 years. This is where I would call home. I feel like it was where I was meant to be. My kids went to high school here. Just love the community here. You know, the weather doesn't hurt, and right. It's always beautiful when you look out the windows. You know, there's always a mountain or a lake to look at. It's just a really beautiful place.
It's a beautiful. I spent a little time in Knoxville, either traveling through or trade shows. We have a trade show actually coming up next year. The NFBA show is going to be there in Knoxville.
Awesome.
I was there recently for Gary Reichert's garage, carport, and shed show. I always get that wrong. I always say it wrong. And I write for his magazine, but you'd think I would remember, but I have hard times or stuff like that. But anyway, great city. Yeah, it's a great town here. It's beautiful. And we have some mutual friends. And that's where we got to know each other, Phil, right? Was
yeah.
Our friends out at Mason, Adam, Blake, Seth, Shannon. I'm missing a few, I'm sure, but out at True Metal Supply.
That's a big crew now over there.
They
just keep on adding quality people at True Metal Supply.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And so that's where I've gone way back with some of those, especially Mason and Adam. And actually, they've been on the podcast. I've been on theirs in the past. And so that's where we met. And I really like some of the stuff you're doing. It's clear to me watching the social media presence you have, which you do a great job with, showing what you do, testimonials, being out on the job site, and I love that. And maybe we can talk about that a little bit and why you do that and why that's important. But I also want to touch, you talked about earlier, you said about helping the community. And that's a subject that I really was impressed early on with you, Phil, was some things that you do to help the community. And you've done some things in conjunction with the boys at True. But tell us a little bit about this helping the community and why it's important to do some of those things besides just go out and, you know, hang up put up a yard sign or do a little advertising and take another job and make another buck or two, right? You're much more into it than just that. And I think that's impressive. So what's the leading factor behind that? And tell us a little bit about a couple of things you've done, because I know specifically, but I want you to know where you want to go.
Sure. you know, without veering too far off track, I think it just comes down to who I really am as a person. You know, if we were talking love languages, mine is being a servant, acts of kindness. And so when it comes to my business, you know, we didn't get too far into it, but when I started my business, I was at a very low place, and the community is what really helped lift me up. Just not individual homeowners who decided that they wanted to go through the Flow Roofing process for their roofing project, but those folks in the community who supported us by referring people to us, who believed in what I was doing and wanting to improve the contractor experience. And so I knew from the beginning that we wanted to give back as much as we could to the community. And so in our first year, we were able to give away a roof to a single mother here in town who is a teacher, whose husband passed away and just had a dilapidated roof. And we did that through a contest that we ran. We've given a roof away to a veteran who was taken advantage of by another contractor. The one we did with True Metal Supply was another woman who, single mom, has a great story, bought her home, and the insurance company dropped her and her roof was destroyed and just couldn't afford another roof. Ultimately, it's just about giving back and letting people know that we're here to support the community the same way it supported us when we first started. You know, Randy, the hard part about giving a roof away, believe it or not, is finding somebody to give a roof away to. We put it out there all the time that we want to give a roof away every quarter. And it's just really hard to find somebody who's got, you know, the right situation and is deserving of it. And I know there's tons of people out there. So if I could use your platform right now to scream from the mountaintops, if you live in East Tennessee and you know somebody with a servant's heart who really just needs help with their roofing, give Flow Roofing a call and let us get involved. Our partners at True Metal Supply, always willing to raise their hand to help out in these situations as well. And so if there's an opportunity out there, please bring it to our attention. We just want to help as many people as we can.
Wow, that's hats off. That's pretty impressive stuff right there. And I can tell with talking to you and knowing the mindset of the folks at True, you really do it out of a kindness of your heart and wanting to give back. It's not a marketing scheme. It's not an advertising campaign per se. It's really done because you just want to give back, and that's what makes it really, really cool. But no, what I was saying is, I really appreciate the fact, Phil, that you and our friends over at True do it for the right reasons, right? You're not doing it for that marketing or advertising advantage. Of course, it never hurts for people to see that you did something good, right? They realize who you are and what you're about. But I can tell you guys do it just because it's the right thing to do. And that's a big difference. And so hats off to you for that.
Oh, you know what? You know, that's really all it takes for us, is to know that we're touching people and that we are doing it for the right reason. And so we're going to continue to do it as many times as the community will allow us and help us find those people.
Well, if we can do anything from the from our aspect to pass that word, we will certainly do it, and we'll continue to do it, because I just think it's a great program. So you I'm interested, because having not grown up as a roofer, you had mentioned, I know, but I want to go back to this for a minute, because you had mentioned that you weren't maybe happy with some experiences out there. Why, I still need to go back to why roofing versus you could have done bricklaying, you could have done, you could have started a couple car washes, right? There's a million businesses you could have done, right?
Sure.
I just find it interesting that you, I don't want to say fell into, but fell into, found your way into, wandered into, knowingly walked into, whatever that case may be, the world of roofing, which, and I know you do all types of roofing, but you do a lot of metal. I think you do all types of roofing, but it's always a curiosity to me, that aha moment one day when Phil Freeze said, you know what, I'm going to be a roofer.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. I lived, when I moved to Knoxville, I lived next to a really high quality individual who was a lawyer. And we became very good friends. And, you know, at the time, I considered us both, you know, young professionals on the rise. I was a pharmaceutical rep. And out of the blue, he came to me and said, hey, Phil, I'm leaving Knoxville. I'm going to go run a roofing company in Atlanta. And ultimately, he did that because he was going to work for a roofing consultant. And he sold me on this was the path for me as well. And in that process, I realized that I wanted to be at home with my family, and that I learned enough to run a successful roofing company. You know, when you lead with your heart in the way that you interact with customers, you know, at Flow Roofing, our number one core value is the best contractor experience, period. And the way that we deliver that is by giving no room for a customer to say we didn't do everything we could to make sure they were happy. When that's what you believe and the way that you want to act, it's hard to do that in another person's organization who doesn't have that same sort of belief. And so ultimately, I learned enough, wanted to do it my way, and got into, you know, threw my hat in the ring. You know, when it comes to metal roofing, I didn't really start my company to be a metal roofing company. You know, I think everybody sees how many shingled roofs are out there, and pretty giving being in the shingled roofing business. You can order more materials than you need and return them. You know, it's not an exact art like metal roofing is. And I think there's a large perception in the shingled world that metal roofing is difficult. You know, you mentioned my social media presence. Mason at True Metal Supply saw me and reached out to me when they opened their doors here in Knoxville. And man, they're so sharp. They really educated me on what metal roofing is today and how you can have a successful metal roofing business and provide quality lifetime products to customers. There's been a lot of changes in metal roofing. And so, you know, they really brought me up to speed on how metal roofing works today. And I really poured myself into that. And, you know, I'm a believer in, you know, niches are what drive successful businesses. And so we really cannonballed into the pool of metal roofing. And, you know, we started out with things like tough rib metal roofing, but it moved on to stamp metal shingles and a lot of standing seam roof. The higher end roofs, that's really craftsman related. And, you know, we're fortunate to develop relationships with some of the best craftsmen in metal roofing to allow us to really offer the highest quality install and the lifetime warranty that people want. And so, you know, we're not going to pass up a shingled roof, but gosh, we just love metal and what it provides for a customer.
Well, and you hit on it. It allows you to be in a much, much more of a still a niche market. And that's changing each year, right? As metal gets a little more and a little more of that pie, mm-hmm. which is the beautiful part about metal is it's a growing industry with lots of work. But it's still a very small percentage of the overall roofing pie yet, which means there's tremendous room for growth for all of us that work in that industry. But what I really like from a contractor standpoint, because there's a fear, because you need to be a little bit more of a technician, you can do high-end work and charge fair. But you don't have to always be looking to be the absolute cheapest guy anywhere on planet Earth because you're buying a one and done roof, right? There's a little different mentality to a metal roof than there is a shingle roof, right?
For sure. I think that I get more calls from customers who had a contractor tell them they could install metal but couldn't than I do a shingled customer who says somebody can install shingles and couldn't. Shingles are shingles. I think that a lot of contractors want to graduate to metal, but it's not as easy as just going out and measuring the roof. You know, for us, it's all about the guaranteed outcome. You know, when customers think about having their roofs replaced, it's emotional, right? They're having everything torn off their house. Their yard could be a mess. They've heard the stories from other people who, you know, gosh, this was what happened to us. Don't hire this company. And what we really hang our hat on is that when a customer comes to us with a roofing project, we're a guaranteed outcome. We have processes and people in place every step of the way to ensure that what we talk about from the very first phone call to our consultant coming out and talking about the roof is delivered all the way through the final product. And with metal, it's not as easy as it is with shingles. There's more touches. There's some more skill involved. And I just think that for us, it's not about gouging, but that guaranteed outcome allows us to charge a premium for our service. It's what it costs to do the job right one time only, and guarantee that they'll never have to call another roofer again.
Right. Great.
Peace of mind.
It is peace of mind. And see that I'm glad you said that word, because more than selling a metal roof or a roof period, is you're selling a peace of mind for a family that may be there for a few years. They may be there for the rest of their lives, right? They're buying peace of mind more than they're just buying some painted wrinkled metal put up on a roof, right? It's a way more than that. And I think that peace of mind is what you're selling. But also a point you just made, which I made a note of. You talk about your folks going out, whomever that may be, whether it's yourself or somebody else in quote sales. You call them consultants, and I love that, because that really tells me where you're coming from. Because you're not just going out to air quote right sell a metal roof. You're going out to consult with the customer and help them get a lifetime product that's going to take care of them and their family for forever, right? And there's a different concept there. And even down to just talking about them as a consultant tells a lot about how you proceed with the homeowner. So I assume that's by on purpose, not just by accident, I'm guessing.
It's certainly by design, because I do think about what that person's going through before they even call us. You know, how many people are replacing their roofs because they just want an aesthetic change? There's a very, very small percentage.
Right.
Most people are doing it because they see a spot in their ceiling, or more than a spot. They've got water penetrating their house. And so already they're emotional. Mm-hmm. And there's so many times that we go out to people's houses where it's a minor repair. Our philosophy is we want to keep people in their roofs as long as we can through maintenance, repairs, and replacement is a final option. And a consultant is going to talk them through that whole process, right, and provide an honest solution to a real problem, you know? And so that's why they're there to consult. And that consultation process starts with recognizing that somebody may be upset that this is happening, that we're there to help with their problem, and we're not there to just sell them a new roof, because roofs are expensive, Randy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you know
they are.
We want people to realize the longevity of their investment, and you know, keeping them in what they've got is our number one goal. Is our final option replace somebody's roof.
Love that. So, and the other note I'd made, and I wanted to circle back here, and you've been very kind with your time. When you talked about when you was in pharmaceutical sales, and so a lot of the audience with Building Wins will be folks in the sales world, selling either in our industry, the post frame metal roofing industry, or out of our industry completely. Pharmaceutical sales is certainly a very different genre, I guess I'll use, than selling a metal roof, right? But there are certain principles that come into play regardless of what product or service you're consulting on, right? To use your word, and so some of the basics there are the same regardless, right? Because whether in my world, I'm a B2B guy, right? I'm a business to business guy. I don't sell the direct to homeowners. With that said, I think everybody's still a P2P person, right? Still person to person, right? It's people to people. There's still, yep, a buyer on the other side of the desk from me. Whatever title I use, whatever title they use, I'm a guy selling something to somebody buying something at the end of the day, right? So I think the concepts, regardless of what the basic concepts of what product, service that you're involved with, still come back to what you had talked about early on. And that's what I loved. I want to bring this full circle, I guess, if I could, is if you do it right, you treat people right, you do it with integrity and ethics, regardless of whether you're throwing on some shingle roofs or a beautiful lifetime painted metal roof, or you're selling pharmaceuticals or any other of a myriad of things worldwide, there's those certain concepts. It still comes back to doing that with integrity, with ethics, be a man or woman of your word, doing what you say you'll do. Right. It's very more similar than it is different, is it not?
It is. You know, you'd asked me earlier, you know, why roofing? Why couldn't it have been brick or any other trade? And you know, to pull that into pharmaceuticals, I think it could have been for me. I ended up in roofing, but if you are genuinely passionate about what you're doing and you're able to connect that to helping other people, if you answer your phone, show up on time, and do what you say you're going to do, there is no ceiling for success in what you're doing. And it just happened to be roofing for me. And since everybody's got one, there's a lot of opportunity for me to help those people who can't help themselves when it comes to their roof, and just always be present for the community and my customers. And I think that that's ultimately what it comes down to, is just being present with a genuine want to help, and the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, love what you do, Burley. I got to tell you, last thing before we let you out of here, because you got to go consult on a new roof, I'll bet. what you have, and this is kind of an area that I'm pretty fond of, is the world of virtual and using social media and do those sort of things as a force multiplier. So I always love it when I'm talking to somebody like yourself that gets that and uses that to their advantage to get the message out. What words of advice do you have for other contractors or roofers around the country if they haven't seen the light yet with doing that? Because I feel like it's pretty important. It's a real force multiplier. How has that been a benefit to you? Because you can't be only so many places a day, right? You can only talk to so many people a day. How has that helped you?
Well, it's difficult because I'm not a technology or social media guy either. It takes a lot of reminding myself to take videos, to post pictures and do all those things. But the benefits to it, you know, if you're a new company, posting photos of your jobs, posting inspection videos, things like that online, it lets people know that you're busy. You know, I think that nowadays, aside from Google, people are finding companies on Google, but then they're researching them on their social media to find out who they really are and, you know, what their core values are and what they stand behind. So it gives you a mechanism to not just have it in print on your Google page or your website, but it gives you the forum to really deliver that message with personality to people so that they can really see who you are. You know, I'm terrible when it comes to posting personal things on social media, but when it comes to the business, I'm passionate about it. And I think that comes through. And as long as you really want to, you know, it goes back to really wanting to help people and are passionate about what you're doing, even if it feels a little awkward at first, those first few social media posts may be difficult, but it gets easier and easier. And look, Randy, I don't know that we'd be chatting here today if I wasn't posting on social media. You know, this is just another example of the doors that can open if you're actively pursuing that audience.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you so well said, because I met you, you met me because of Adam and Mason and Blake and all the folks over at True Metals, right? If they wouldn't have been doing social, I would not have met them back in the past, and then would not have met you. And now, you know, I believe when you meet good people, your life always becomes better. And an interesting fact, as we had talked early on before we started this recording, Wes and I are doing a rack and stack today with three different people. One right after the other. And all three, including yourself, I would have probably, I don't say probably, I can almost guarantee would have never met any of the three without networking via social media, right? It might be that third, fourth, fifth, sixth connection, but they're all people that make my life better as a person because of just being out there and engaging in people. So I think it's really, really huge to do the engaging and the networking with people in and out of your industry. I think doing it in the industry is great, but man, you just need to meet people because good people are good people, right?
Absolutely. You know, I found too that I've got, it's sometimes hard to bounce things off of people in the same position in your market, yes, right? And so I've got connections in other markets that I've established through social media that allow me to say, hey, I'm seeing this happening. What's happening in your market? Or I've got an idea to pursue business this way. How would that look in your market? And so it isn't letting the cat out of the bag to my competition that this is what I want to do, but it helps me bounce those ideas off of people and get good feedback. And, you know, without social media and what it does for you, I would never have that.
Right. And, you know, and exactly right. It's great to have that industry person out of your area that's not really a competitor. And it's also great to have those people you can bounce ideas that have nothing to do with your industry. Because one thing, I call it industry speak, right? We all have it. And I think we all talk and think a little bit the same within an industry, right? So that's all good because we can learn what works for you in the industry. But sometimes we need to get away from that industry speak and find out, what are you doing in pharmaceuticals? What are you doing in real estate? What are you doing in tacos? I don't know. Pick a subject, right? Because maybe we could use that in our industry too, because we haven't got so slanted in just, well, there's these three ways to do this, right? Because we all get those three ways. There's 5 ways, 10 ways in our industry. And it's easy to not escape that, or hard to escape that, I guess. So I think you're right. The networking thing far and wide is huge. So,
well, we're in the people game, Randy, and exactly. All people are, everybody's different. And so hearing what works for people outside of roofing, it always opens my eyes, and I take things away from that I can apply to the people in roofing.
Always. Every time. Well, Phil, I appreciate your time. I know you got to go get another satisfied customer taken care of. Every once in a while, I forget to ask something, and you probably may have been sitting here going, God, I wish Randy would shut up for a minute and ask me this. So as we wind this thing down, Phil, instead of a frequently asked question, we do a should ask question. Anything that we missed that you want to talk about, or just some parting words outside of get a hold of you in that general Knoxville area if you need a roof? If you need some help, we've talked about that. You're there and willing to assist the community. But what else does somebody, what does Phil want to end the show with here today?
I just want to reiterate something, Randy. If Please. You live in East Tennessee and you're listening to this, and you know somebody who has a servant's heart, has worked to help people their whole life, and are down on their luck when it comes to their roof and need help, we're looking for that person, and we're looking to help them at no cost. And so if you're out there and you know that person, reach out to me directly. Go to flowroofing.com. Find us on Google. You know, we're all over social media. Find us so we can help that person out.
Love it. Phil, appreciate all you bring to the community, to the industry. And it's I'm blessed to have you as a friend. And just thank you for being on, my man.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate all you do, my friend. Have a good day.
You got it. Cheers, brother.
Take care.
All right. There you got it. Flow Roofing in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the mountains of Tennessee. Phil Freeze. If you didn't pick up on that short 30 minutes or so, what a great guy he is. That maybe you're sleeping, but wake up, re-listen to it, and you'll realize what this guy brings to the table, and it's a lot. If you're in that area, as Phil asks, and I'm going to say it one more time, if you need help in that community, because I'll tell you what, he wants to help. I know that for a fact. Reach out to him. If you know somebody that can use some help with a roof, he's your guy. So that's it for today. I'm going to get out of here, eat a little popcorn, and then I'm going to get on another of Rack and Stack number 2 for the day. But until then, remember this. I'm doing it right now, and I talk about it all the time, and I cannot say it enough. Love what you do and do what you love. Live it, love it, own it, and go make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.